Praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm very, very glad to be with you. Sometimes it's a little difficult waking up in the morning and determining just exactly where you are.
Es ist manchmal ein bisschen schwierig, morgens aufzuwachen und genau zu wissen, wo man gerade ist.
I kind of think, well, now I'm in Nigeria, Sierra Leone, back in the States.
Weiß ich nicht so genau, bin ich jetzt in Nigeria, bin ich zu Hause in den Staaten?
And then I said, oh yes, I'm in Germany. Praise God. And I can say praise God with enthusiasm because I'm very glad to be here. You know, I have been very privileged to be able to travel in the last several years. So I am able to see things that are happening in the world.
Und so sehe ich viele Dinge, die auf der Welt geschehen.
And sometimes you will read about it in the paper.
Manchmal liest man das in den Zeitungen.
And by some chance or provision of God, maybe I was there in that area at that time when that thing happened.
Und manchmal war es schon so, dass durch die Gnade Gottes ich genau zu der Zeit genau an dem Ort gewesen bin, als das geschehen ist.
I don't know whether or not that you read in the paper recently where they captured one of those people who go around blowing up things and other people.
Ich weiß nicht, ob ihr das vielleicht in der Zeitung gelesen habt, wo jemand herumgegangen ist und andere Leute in die Luft jagen wollte.
But back in the early 90s, we were in Kenya.
Aber am Anfang der 90er waren wir in Kenya.
Brother Dusil and myself.
Bruder Dusil und ich damals.
And we were there when they blew up the American embassy in Nairobi.
Und wir waren gerade da, als die amerikanische Botschaft
and
in Nairobi explodierte.
I can remember Brother Dusil and myself going down there.
Und ich erinnere mich, wie Bruder Dusil und ich damals dorthin gingen.
You know, there were many testimonies.
Es gab sehr viele Zeugen.
Of some of the brethren that we were fellowshipping with,
von
many
verschiedenen Geschwistern, mit denen wir Gemeinschaft hatten,
who worked in the area around that facility or who worked in that facility.
Viele, die damals in oder um die Botschaft herum arbeiteten.
Who God in some miraculous way or another prevented them from going to work that morning.
Die auf die eine oder andere wundersame Weise davon abgehalten wurden, an dem Morgen zu arbeiten.
There was even one testimony of a lady that she was there in the building.
Ein Zeugnis von einer Frau zum Beispiel war, dass sie in der Gebäude war zu der Zeit.
She was working at her desk.
Sie an ihrem Schreibtisch arbeitete.
And for some strange reason, she was working with a pencil and a paper. She was making notes or something.
Sie schrieb irgendwas auf mit Bleistift und Papier.
And she set the pencil on the desk, and the pencil began to roll.
Und dann hat sie den Stift abgelegt und der ist plötzlich weggerollt, der Stift.
And it rolled right off of her desk down on the floor.
Vom Schreibtisch runtergefallen.
And then it rolled under the desk.
Und unter den Schreibtisch gerollt.
When she went down to get it, she went under the desk and the bomb blew.
Als sie den Stift also aufheben wollte, musste sie unter den Schreibtisch kriechen, in dem Moment ist die Bombe explodiert.
And the thing that saved her life was the desk.
Und das, was ihr das Leben gerettet hat, war der Schreibtisch.
Halleluja. And I had just read here the other day that they captured that man.
Und gerade kürzlich habe ich vor einigen Tagen habe ich gelesen.
And I can remember with Brother Dusil.
Und ich erinnere mich dran.
As we were standing there in the rubble of it.
Und wir standen da in der Mitte dieses ganzen.
And you could feel the spirit of murder. You could feel it.
Und man konnte diesen Geist des Mordes.
And we began to pray.
Und wir fingen an zu beten.
And we said, Lord.
Und sagten, Herr.
Arrest these individuals.
Hallelujah.
Bring these individuals to a place of justice. And when I read it in the paper, I had to shout because I believe God answered our prayer.
But
it also brings back to me the reality of the time frame that we are living in.
Aber das Ganze bringt sich auch zurück zu der Realität, in der Zeit, der wir jetzt gerade leben.
And the jeopardy that humanity is in concerning that time frame.
Und den ganzen, den Umstand, in dem die ganze Menschheit in dieser Zeit drin lebt.
Because there is an entity that is called Satan.
Es gibt einen jemanden und der nennt sich Satan.
That has as his desire to possess the totality of the works of God.
Der als einzigen Wunsch hat, die Gesamtheit der Werke Gottes zu haben.
And I'm not talking about the world and the things that are in it. Most of that is all under his control anyway.
Ich spreche nicht darüber, über alles, was wir draußen in der Welt sehen. Das gehört ihm sowieso.
But he wants to possess God's most prized possession.
Aber er möchte das besitzen, was Gottes wirklich, welches Wichtigstes ist.
Not only does he want to possess it, he wants to inhabit it.
Er möchte es nicht nur besitzen, sondern er möchte es ganz einnehmen.
Halleluja. And that possession is yours and my soul.
Und dieser Besitztum ist deine und meine Seele.
Halleluja. And time as it has been, as we know it, from the beginning till now,
und die Zeit, wie wir sie kennen, von Anfang bis jetzt,
that has been the plan, that has been the purpose, that has been the intent of the devil.
Das war alles, ja, die Intention des Teufels.
You can, it's quite graphically described in Isaiah chapter 14,
in Jesaja Kapitel 14 wird das
in Ezekiel chapter 28,
in Ezekiel
28
auch.
Hallelujah. Where the devil says that he was going to exalt his throne,
so es heißt, dass der Teufel seinen Thron erheben will,
above the stars of God,
über die Sterne Gottes.
Hallelujah. Well, the throne of God is where? Where does God want to inhabit?
Wo möchte Gott wohnen?
What is it that God wants to inhabit?
Was möchte Gott wohnen?
Doesn't he want to inhabit your heart? Doesn't he want to be the center of your attention?
In eurem Herzen wohnen, möchte er nicht das Zentrum eurer Aufmerksamkeit sein?
Doesn't he want the totality of your being to be focused upon him?
Möchte er nicht
totally?
Auf ihn fokussieren?
Absolutely. Without interference.
Ohne andere Einflüsse.
Isn't that the first and the great commandment?
Ist das nicht das erste und größte Gebot?
That we, as an individual, individually as well as collectively,
sowohl einzeln auch als gemeinsam,
hallelujah, should love the Lord our God how?
Den Herrn unseres Gottes wie ihn soll.
How should you love him?
Wie soll ich ihn lieben?
Should you love him on Sunday morning and Sunday evening? Maybe during your prayer time in the mornings, during the weekdays. How should you love him? Periodically? On a schedule? What should you be thinking concerning God? He should be the total epitome of the central aspect of our lives. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible even says that we should seek what first? Oh, maybe have a good job and provide for our families? What should we seek first? Make sure that our insurance is in place and our retirement is where it should be. Hallelujah. You know, I can't control the electricity.
Ich kann die Elektrizität nicht.
I can't control the water.
Ich kann auch das Wasser.
You're very fortunate, you know.
Euch geht es hier sehr gut, das wisst ihr sicher.
You go to the light switch, you expect light when you turn it on.
Wenn man den Lichtschalter betätigt, dann erwartet man, dass Licht geht aus.
Or you go to the faucet and you turn it on and you expect water.
Den Wasserhahn macht man an und man erwartet, es kommt Wasser.
I've been in very many places, more places than those that have those things that don't have them.
Ich war schon an vielen Orten, in der Tat eigentlich an mehr Orten, die das nicht haben, als an denen, die diesen Vorzug haben.
And if they have them, they don't work.
Und selbst wenn sie dann einen Lichtschalter oder was
haben, funktioniert. So if I cannot control this,
wenn ich das alles also nicht kontrollieren kann,
then how is it that I think that I can control my destiny?
Wie glaube ich dann, dass ich mein
How is it that I think that I can control my future?
Meine Zukunft control.
Hallelujah. When I can't even tell you whether I'll be living or dead tomorrow.
Wenn ich euch doch jetzt nicht sagen kann, ob ich morgen
Hello.
Leben werde oder nicht.
Hallelujah. There was a sister I knew that got up in the morning, went about her day's business.
Es gab eine Schwester, die kannte ich, die ist morgens ganz normal aufgestanden, hat ihre Tagesarbeit getan.
Expecting everything to be the same as it was.
Hat erwartet, dass alles so wie immer.
There was no sign of any kind of trouble with her.
Es gab keine Anzeichen.
She wasn't sick.
Mit ihr, sie war ganz gesund.
But by the evening that evening, sometime during the evening, she was dead instantaneously.
Aber an dem gleichen Abend war sie.
Hallelujah.
Einfach
the fragility of our lives. We are somewhat presumptuous in the fact that we think that we have a certain measure of control. Hallelujah. But the devil is proving that we don't have any control at all. A man comes up and he seems to show promise in the political realm. And you think that this man is going to bring some kind of change to your life. He thinks he's going to benefit your set of circumstances. Make you a little more prosperous. Make you a little more comfortable. Only to find out the man is a fraud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is only one absolute.
Es gibt nur ein absolutes.
There is only one thing that you and I can count on as being positive.
Nur eine Sache, die wir ganz sehr mit
Hallelujah.
Sein können.
You know, you work hard, you put your money in the bank.
Ihr arbeitet hart, legt das Geld auf der Bank an.
You put it into investments.
Ihr investiert es vielleicht.
Only to find at the end of the day, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it's gone.
Nur um am Ende herauszufinden, dass in einem Moment
it's gone.
Es ist nicht mehr da.
You have no control over it.
Du hast keine Kontrolle überhaupt.
You can do whatever you might want to do to try to secure it.
Egal was du versuchst es zu sichern.
But you have no control over it.
Du hast einfach keine.
There's only one absolute.
Es gibt nur ein.
There's only one positive position that you and I are able to focus upon.
Eine Sache, auf die wir uns konzentrieren können.
And that is finding a reality of what the Bible calls God.
Und das ist die Realität.
Hallelujah.
Was die Bibel Gott nennt.
Hallelujah. But you know what? The devil doesn't want you to know God.
Aber wisst ihr, der Feind möchte nicht, dass ihr Gott wirklich kennt.
He doesn't want you to know God.
Er möchte nicht, dass ihr Gott wirklich kennt.
Because if you find God,
denn wenn ihr Gott findet,
and you begin to understand the reality of who this thing is that we call God,
anfangt, die Realität dessen zu verstehen, was Gott ist,
you begin to get the power to destroy the devil.
Dann bekommt ihr die Macht, den Teufel zu zerstören.
Hallelujah. Because you see, it's not God that wants to destroy the devil.
Denn wisst ihr, es ist nicht Gott, der den Teufel zerstören will.
It is God that wants you to destroy the devil.
Gott, der möchte, dass du ihn zerstörst.
Hallelujah. Oh yes, it is. It was given as a command to God at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1.
Ganz am Anfang, in 1. Mose Kapitel 1.
Somewhere around verse 27 or 28,
it says,
and he gave them what? Dominion. Isn't that what your Bible says? Maybe we should read it just to make sure.
Lass uns das einfach lesen, ob es da so wirklich steht.
Genesis chapter 1.
1. Mose Kapitel 1.
Hallelujah. Isn't it funny how God always takes us back to the beginning?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Always takes us back to the beginning. Hallelujah. You know, I have been a builder for many, many years.
Ich war, ich habe Häuser gebaut für viele Jahre.
And there's one thing that I found out.
Eine Sache, die habe ich herausgefunden.
No matter how beautiful the building is,
egal wie wunderschön das Haus auch sein
no matter how aesthetically pleasing that it is,
auch egal wie ästhetisch wunderschön es aussieht,
if the foundation isn't right,
wenn das Fundament nicht richtig ist,
everything that you put upon it will begin to deteriorate and to fall apart.
Das ist alles, was auf das Fundament liegt.
Hallelujah. So your foundation has to be right.
Die Basis, das Fundament.
Hallelujah. And we find in Genesis chapter 1, one of the principles of foundation is the principle of authority.
Und eine der Grundlagen dieser Fundamente, die Fundamente legt, ist das Prinzip der Autorität.
And the delegation of that authority.
Und die delegierte Autorität.
Hallelujah. Because when God created the earth and everything that was in it from verse 1,
die Welt geschaffen hat und alles, was in ihr war,
of Genesis chapter 1, up until the time that he created man on the sixth day,
bis dahin, wo er den Menschen geschaffen hat am sechsten Tag,
was created for the purpose of the thing that he created on the sixth day.
Alles wurde geschaffen für diesen sechsten Tag.
Hello, are you there?
Seid ihr noch da?
Huh? Say amen or say something.
Amen.
Sagt einfach was. Reagiert einfach mal.
Oh my goodness. This is like we're in a university lecture or something. So Genesis chapter
1,
and it says, and God blessed them, verse 28. Hallelujah. Does your Bible say bless them? Huh? Bless them. Now this isn't man saying, well, God bless you. This is an entity of an omnipotent,
sondern dieses Segnen ist eine Tat des Omnipotenten, des Allmächtigen.
Yes, omnipotent, omniscient, God.
Dieses allwissenden, allmächtigen Gott.
So if you have an omnipotent,
wenn man also eine
omnipotent and God that is so omni in his character,
ist so ganz, so omni, so
and that God says bless you.
Und dieser Gott sagt zu dir, segne dich.
What is God doing? Is he just saying a word?
Sagt dann einfach nur ein Wort?
No. God doesn't speak.
Nein, Gott spricht nicht. Dann.
Not in the way that we speak.
Nicht in der Art und Weise, wie wir sprechen.
When God speaks, something in God issues.
Wenn Gott spricht, dann ist etwas
out of God.
Was aus Gott rauskommt.
Huh? Like electricity will come out of a generator, hallelujah, to produce light,
Licht hervorzubringen,
so that thought that is in God,
dieser Gedanke, der in Gott ist,
that he releases issues and energy into the thing which he is addressing. Hallelujah.
In das, wozu er spricht, hinein.
Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Or if you don't want to say amen, you can just say, oh me. Hallelujah. I'll give you a very practical example. When you were born in the natural, were you born a Christian? Were you born as a saved individual?
Huh?
You were born dead. Weren't you? Huh? You were born dead. Dead. Hallelujah. Just as dead as that hunk of clay that was there in the earth that God was forming in the beginning.
Diese Handvoll Lehm, aus der Gott am Anfang den Menschen geformt hat.
And you were going through your life as a dead person.
Gingst du durch dein Leben als tote Person.
And then one day,
und dann an einem Tag,
God sent somebody to you.
Hat Gott dir jemanden geschickt?
Huh? And they got in your way.
Und sie haben irgendwie sich in deinen Weg gestellt.
And maybe even really got into your face a little bit.
Und haben dich vielleicht auch etwas.
And they begin to tell you about this thing called God.
Sie haben angefangen, dir zu erzählen von diesem Gott.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I don't know if your experience is the same as mine, but I believe that it was probably similar. I have been talked to many times by many different people about God. And each time that they talk to me, they use the same scriptures. I think they call them the four spiritual laws. And you know, nothing happened.
Aber nichts passierte.
But one time,
aber dann, an einem Tag,
one man
kam ein Mann,
came and began to say the same words.
Hat er wieder die gleichen Worte verwendet.
But it wasn't the words that he was speaking,
aber es war nicht die Worte,
that I was hearing, because I was hearing,
weil ich sie hörte,
something in the spirit that was inside of the words that he was giving to me.
In diesen Worten, etwas Geist in diesen Worten, die er mir gab.
Hallelujah. And it began to in here to bring something that we call conviction.
Und in mir fing etwas an, was,
you know,
etwas in mir hervorgebracht hat, was etwas aufgerührt hat.
Conviction.
Ja, yes. Überführung, danke. Also es hat mich da,
Hallelujah.
Hat mich zu überführen.
Now that wasn't the feeling.
Es war kein Gefühl.
That was an energy of God.
Sondern es war eine Energie.
That was beginning to go into the depths of your understanding.
In die Tiefe eures Verständnisses.
And begin to bring to you the reality of His existence.
Angefangen hat die
Hallelujah.
Existenz.
Hallelujah. And what happened?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That conviction,
yes,
created in you a desire to respond.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Isn't that true?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, you couldn't do anything but respond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just were resurrected by a word,
durch ein Wort,
by a blessing,
durch ein Segen,
that came forth out of God,
der von Gott ausging,
to bring you to the reality of His existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it says, and God blessed them.
Und dann heißt es also, Gott segnete sie.
God issued something out of His being.
Gott gab etwas aus seinem Wesen.
God issued something of His omnipresence.
Gott gab etwas von seiner Allgegenwärtigkeit.
His omnipotence. His omniscience.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do you hear it?
Amen.
God is not a man, brethren.
Hallelujah.
God is a spirit.
Gott ist ein Geist.
Hallelujah.
And when He spoke to Adam and Eve,
Adam,
He wasn't speaking words. Hallelujah. He was speaking of His essence, of his being, of who and what He was. Hallelujah. When the greater blesses the lesser, the greater is giving something to the lesser to bring the lesser up to the level of the greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The whole thought of blessing is that you receive something. Hallelujah. When you say, I am blessed,
wenn du sagst, ich bin,
hallelujah, to be alive,
ich bin gesegnet, in
what am I saying? I am so thankful,
das bedeutet, ich bin so dankbar,
to have received the ability to live.
Die Fähigkeit empfangen,
hallelujah,
zu leben.
So when God blessed him, He issued an authority,
Gott ihn segnete, gab er in ihn hinein eine Autorität,
a creative power,
eine kreative Macht, eine kreative Kraft,
to perform and do that which He was now going to command them.
Dass sie das tun könnten, was er befahl.
Hallelujah.
And
he said,
und da sagte er,
be fruitful,
seid fruchtbar,
Multiply.
Vermehrt euch.
Now replenish the earth.
Und füllt.
Hallelujah.
Die Erde aus.
You know, I would suggest to you that you go into your concordance and you begin to search out the totality of what these words mean. Hallelujah. Don't just come and sit and listen and agree or disagree, whichever you prefer. But get into the Word of God.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let God verify. Let God testify. Let God speak to you individually and personally. Hallelujah. Of the reality of what I am telling you. Hallelujah. Because if you cannot know my reality, I can share with you my reality and maybe excite you a little bit, maybe. Hallelujah. Or get you inquiring enough to be able to investigate. Hallelujah. But it's you.
Aber es geht dich.
That must find the reality for yourselves.
Du musst die Realität für dich.
Hallelujah. That is why God gives you the blood.
Deshalb gibt dir Gott das Blut.
And the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Und die Taufe im Heiligen Geist.
Hallelujah. For the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Denn diese Taufe im Heiligen Geist.
Is not just to give you the ability to speak in tongues.
Nur die Fähigkeit.
Hallelujah.
Sprachen zu reden.
It's not just to give you the ability to prophesy.
Nicht nur die Fähigkeit,
it's not just for the ability to give you to be able to lay hands on the sick and see them healed.
Hände aufzulegen.
Hallelujah. The essence.
Die Essenz dessen,
the essence of it.
Die Essenz des Ganzen,
is for the purpose of you finding the reality of a living God.
Dass du,
hallelujah.
Gott,
hallelujah. Oh yes. John chapter 14.
Das steht in Johannes 14.
He said, I will send to you,
ich werde euch senden,
a comforter,
einen Tröster,
who is called the Spirit of Truth.
Der genannt wird der Geist der Wahrheit.
And this Spirit of Truth,
und der Geist der Wahrheit,
is for the position of revealing to you,
der soll euch zeigen,
the reality of who God is,
die Realität dessen, wer Gott ist,
the reality of who you are in God,
die Realität dessen, wer du in
and,
Gott bist,
and the reality of why you now are born again and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. God had a purpose in the beginning when he created Adam and Eve. And just because things seemingly went wrong,
und nur weil Dinge sich offensichtlich falsch entwickelt haben,
they went wrong for a reason. They went wrong for a purpose.
Sie haben sich aus einem bestimmten Grund falsch entwickelt.
Hallelujah. Brethren, it can't be any other way.
Es kann einfach nicht anders sein.
You believe that God is omnipresent, right?
Ihr glaubt doch, dass Gott allgegenwärtig ist, oder nicht?
He's here. He's over there. As we're standing here, he's over there in Africa. He's over there in the United States.
In Amerika oder
he's everywhere at the same time. Hello? So he's there in the garden, walking and talking with Adam.
Geht also im Garten.
Hallelujah.
Adam spazieren.
And where is Eve?
Wo war Eva zu der Zeit?
Where is she?
Wo ist sie wohl?
She's over there on the other side of the garden talking to the devil.
Sie spricht auf der anderen Seite des Gartens, nur gerade mit der Schlange.
You don't think God didn't know that?
Aber meint ihr nicht, dass Gott das nicht gewusst hat?
And he's walking and talking with Adam and saying nothing about Eve and the devil. Hallelujah. Why? Because God in his mind already had it figured out.
Weil Gott in seiner
Hallelujah.
Alles schon geplant hat und vorausbestimmt hatte.
God had it already in his mind figured out.
Er wusste bereits, wie es weitergeht.
Hallelujah. There's something strange about the words we use to describe God.
Es gibt einige komische Dinge in der Art und Weise, wie wir Gott beschreiben.
Do you believe that he has no beginning?
Glaubt ihr, dass er keinen Anfang hatte?
Hey?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Glaubt ihr das?
Amen.
Huh? Say amen.
Amen.
Do you believe he has no end? Do you believe that?
Amen.
You really believe it?
Amen.
Tell me then, who is Alpha? Who is Alpha? He's God. The God that has no beginning now has a beginning. Who is Omega? Who is Omega? He's God. That has no end, that has an end. Don't you find that a little strange? A little peculiar? Huh? Absolutely. If it is, unless you understand that God has a plan. Hallelujah. He's eternal, but he has a beginning. He's eternal, but he has an end. The end and the beginning of God does not pertain to who and what God is.
Anfang und Ende Gottes beziehen sich nicht darauf, wer Gott ist.
It pertains to the fact of who and what we are.
Sondern es bezieht sich darauf, wer und was wir sind.
And where it is that God wants to bring us.
Wohin?
Hello, are you listening to me?
Versteht ihr?
Huh? Hallelujah. So the beginning of God doesn't mean the beginning of God who has no beginning.
Der Anfang Gottes, also nicht der Anfang Gottes, keinen Anfang hat.
It means the beginning of time in man who receives God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Omega of God is not pertaining to the God who has no end.
Omega, das Ende Gottes, hat kein.
But it pertains to the God.
Sondern es bezieht sich auf den Gott.
That is in man that comes to a conclusion and a finished position of where God wants him to be.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you look in the mirror and you find a paradox. You have a beginning.
Du hast einen Anfang.
You have an end.
Und ein Ende.
You were a baby and you're growing older.
Baby.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You look in the mirror, you have a beginning and you see your end. Hallelujah. I came to a revelation the other day.
Ich habe eine Offenbarung bekommen.
It says it's given to man,
es ist dem Menschen gegeben,
4 score and 10
4 aus 10
to live. That's 70 years.
3 score.
6 score and 10, sorry.
3 score.
Huh? 3 score and 10. 60, yeah, so get the 60 in there.
Okay, also 3 aus 10 Punkten.
Yeah, is given to man 3 score and 10. That means by virtue of God you have been delegated a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you start from nothing and you've got 70 years.
Mm.
Hallelujah. I didn't think about it when I was 20. I didn't think about it too much when I was 30. It became a little more serious when I turned 50. And it started getting critical when I hit 60. Hallelujah. Huh? So I look in the mirror.
Ich schaue also in den Spiegel.
And I can see the end.
Und ich sehe, da wird ein Ende sein.
Hmm? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But yet, what I can't see,
aber das, was ich nicht sehen kann,
is the eternity inside of me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I have eternity inside of me.
Hallelujah.
You have eternity inside of you. Hallelujah. And that eternity has no end. Hallelujah. But Jesus said another strange thing.
Aber Jesus sagte eine weitere seltsame Sache.
He said to Martha,
Martha sagt,
I am
ich bin
the resurrection and the life.
Und das Leben.
Hallelujah. So if I've got God inside of me,
Gott in mir habe,
hallelujah, then I have the totality of that resurrected power inside of me. Hallelujah. And the thing that hinders it, the thing that works against it, is whether I believe it or not. And what I believe about it.
Und das, was ich darüber glaube.
We have been pre-programmed by the devil to believe that the only time that we are able to realize the totality of this thing inside of us is when we die and we move across that death line.
Dass wir diese Fülle nur erfahren können, wenn wir
Hallelujah.
Über diese Todeslinie hinweg sind.
But eternity is synonymous with the word resurrection.
Ein Synonym für das Wort Auferstehung.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Versteht ihr, was ich sage?
Huh? Resurrection deals with eternity.
Gibt uns Ewigkeit.
So that means that if Jesus says, I am,
wenn Jesus sagt, ich bin,
that is past,
das ist Vergangenheit,
that is present,
Gegenwart,
that is future.
Und das ist Zukunft.
Hallelujah. Because he made it quite clear now. Go to the story of Martha and John and Lazarus.
Überleg das mal, die Geschichte von Maria.
Hallelujah. He made it quite clear.
Da hat es sehr deutlich gemacht.
Martha contested with him.
Martha hat mit ihm
contended with him.
Mit ihm diskutiert.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Ja, natürlich.
I know at the last day,
ich weiß, am letzten,
when the last trump sound, we all should be resurrected.
Wenn die Trompete erscheint, werden wir alle auferweckt werden.
He corrected her.
Aber er hat sie korrigiert.
He said, you're not, no, that's not what I said.
Hab ich nicht gemeint.
I am now.
Ich bin jetzt.
Now.
Jetzt.
The resurrection and the life.
Die Auferstehung.
Hallelujah. He that believeth on me,
der ihn an mich glaubt,
though he is dead,
obwohl er
yet shall he live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's not for out there in the future.
Das geht nicht darum,
that's for now. Right now.
Jetzt.
Hallelujah. In this body.
Hier in diesem Körper.
Hallelujah. That is growing old. And that is deteriorating. And that is coming apart, it seems, at the seams.
Und so wie es aussieht, auch.
Hallelujah.
Irgendwann.
I have that resurrection power within it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, Jesus went to great lengths.
Jesus ist durch große Schwierigkeiten gegangen.
To demonstrate this reality.
Diese Realität uns zu zeigen.
He wanted to make sure that Lazarus was dead.
Er wollte wirklich sicher gehen.
That he was buried.
Dass er begraben.
And that he stank.
Und dass er
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He wanted to make sure that there was no question of the fact that this man was dead.
Right.
Hallelujah. Not only was this man dead, but his body was now decomposing. Hallelujah. Come on, brethren. He waited. He tarried. The Bible says he tarried. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then he just said, let us go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why did he do that?
Warum macht er das?
Why did Martha and Mary have to suffer?
Warum muss Maria?
Why did Lazarus have to suffer?
Warum musste Lazarus leiden?
There must have been a time frame of suffering coming up to that point.
Es musste eine Zeit lang.
Hallelujah.
Zu diesem Punkt vorstellen. Yeah.
There must have been pain associated with it and worry and all of the things that go with in taking care of somebody that is sick, that you love.
Es, was
Hallelujah.
Leiden,
Why?
diesen Menschen, den sie liebten, der litt und starb dann.
Why?
Aber warum das alles?
Because he wanted to demonstrate a living testimony. Hallelujah. That you and I could read it. And that you and I would be able to have the opportunity to believe it. Hallelujah. I went to God one day. Recently. And I was complaining to him about being old. You don't do that, right?
I didn't know you did that.
Well, I'm on tape a number of places. I was complaining to God about getting old. Some things don't work the way they should. You don't have the strength that you need to do certain things that you always did. Your eyes do not work the way they used to work. Your ears, they don't function as well as they used to function. All of these things working on you, pressing on you, bring you into a place of thinking, thought of being dead and dying and going to the grave. So I was complaining to God. And I'm, you know, of course you never complain, right? You never complain to God. But I am one of his major complainers, I think. And I was talking to God about this condition of old age. And God said to me, he said, you don't die of old age.
Du stirbst nicht wegen Alter.
Hmm? What?
Was hat gesagt?
My mother is dead from old age. My father is dead from old age. Every one of my relatives on my mother's side, except for maybe two or three, are dead from old age. People are dying everywhere because of old age.
Huh?
The generation I grew up, a lot of them are dead from old age. Huh? You don't die from old age. Hallelujah. He said, no. You don't die from old age.
Nein, man stirbt nicht wegen des Alters.
You die because of unbelief.
Wegen Unglaube.
I said, where is it in the Word?
Und er fragt, Herr, versteht das in der
Bibel? He said, Hebrews.
Hebräer.
Chapter 3.
Kapitel 3.
It talks about the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness.
Das spricht es über,
and it says they all died of old age.
Und da heißt es, alle starben in der Wüste an hohem Alter.
They were all old.
Sie waren alle alt, ganz klar.
Huh? They were all old. Not one over the age. Everybody above the age of 20 years or 26 years.
Alle
20.
Die über
died. Hello? That makes them what? That would make them some about in the 60s and maybe 70s.
Also die waren,
huh? Isn't that right? Huh? Hallelujah. He says, no. They said, no, no, no. They died because of unbelief. Hallelujah. God is wanting to expand our capacity to believe. God wants to expand the reality of His presence and who and what we are in Him. Hallelujah. You have the power of resurrection inside of you. Oh yes. You have the power of resurrection inside of you. Hallelujah. When a man prays for another man that's dead, hallelujah, and that man is resurrected, that power did not come from out here. It didn't come from out here. It came from in here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We lay hands on down people for the purpose of impartating to them, hallelujah, the essence of the reality that we have of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I lay hands on somebody and they are not healed, or something is not done in the spirit, I will not look at the person, I look at me first. I cannot blame you because you did not do what I anticipated. Hallelujah. But I have to look inside of me. Hallelujah. To the reality or the degree that I have in the belief of the reality of who and what God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
An das Glaube, was in mir ist.
The devil wants to keep you as a congregated people.
Der Teufel möchte, dass ihr einfach ein zusammengekommenes.
You come and fulfill your spiritual obligation.
Man kommt und erfüllt seine geistliche
to sit down. Read the Bible, to hear the word, to get up and to go out and to live life. Hallelujah. As everybody else is living their life. Hallelujah. Only you're supposed to have the help now to live that life. No. That isn't the will of God. The will of God is that you become a portal. A door. Did you hear me? You become a door to the reality of eternity. Hallelujah. Listen, let me read you a verse. In Romans, the 8th chapter, hallelujah, and the 20th verse says, for the creature, that's the thing that God created, the world and everything that is therein,
die Welt und alles, was da drauf ist,
including its human populace,
auch die menschliche, die menschliche,
for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subjected the same in hope. Hallelujah. 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 You are the hope of God.
Ihr seid die Hoffnung Gottes.
The reality that you have of God in your personal environment.
Die Realität, die du in deinem persönlichen Umfeld hast.
And how you demonstrate that reality is the aspect of God's hope for the world.
Amen.
Yeah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. But it's encapsulated. It's encased. It's enclosed. In this thing that we call humanity. Hallelujah. And we are told by the religious realm of society that the only way that the demonstration of eternity can be exhibited is in a serial manner of dying and going to heaven.
Hallelujah.
Come on, say amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You don't believe it? I'm just quoting scripture to you. Hallelujah. Well, let's talk about those who have now died. They were born again. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. Are they now perfect?
No.
You don't know?
No.
The Bible says they're not perfect. It says they.
Yes.
Huh? Without who?
Without us.
Without who?
Us.
Who's the us? It's this little guy right here. Huh? it's this young lady, it's this man, it's this little boy right here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's you, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven cannot be made perfect until you demonstrate the reality of that perfection.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says, brother. They without us cannot be made perfect. Hallelujah. Well, maybe your German Bible says something different. Does your German Bible say something different? Huh? Does it say the same thing?
Hebrews.
11:40. Let's read it. Read it in your Bible. I want to see what your Bible says.
Hebrews 11:40.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Und diese alle, die durch den Glauben ein Zeugnis erhielten, haben die Verheißung nicht erlangt, weil Gott für uns etwas Besseres vorgesehen hat,
Halleluja.
Die nicht ohne uns vollendet werden sollten.
Does it say it?
Not being perfect without us.
Not being perfect without us. So how do you translate that, please?
Damit sie nicht ohne uns vollendet werden sollten.
How do you translate that?
Was bedeutet das?
It means they're not perfect, right?
Das heißt, sie sind nicht.
There's no, the perfection they have is not the perfection that they need.
Die Vollkommenheit, die sie haben, reicht nicht aus.
Huh?
That they want.
And that they need. How are they going to get it? How are they going to get that perfection? You have to demonstrate the reality of that perfection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means a man that has a temper problem, a man that had a lust problem, a man that had an emotional problem, man that had a mental problem, intellectual position of understanding. Hallelujah. When he dies, do those all of a sudden become perfect?
Wenn er stirbt, wird er dann sofort vollkommen?
Apparently not.
Yes, where the tree falleth,
when the Baum fällt, kommt Licht.
There it lies.
Da liegt, unterm Baum liegt es.
Hallelujah. So you have a job to do. You have a responsibility. You have an accountability.
Hast eine Verantwortung.
And the accountability and responsibility that you have,
diese Verantwortung, die du hast,
is delegated by what word you are listening to.
Ist dir gegeben durch das Wort, durch das, das du hörst.
What I mean is,
was ich sagen will ist,
is that if you have a word of salvation,
wenn du ein Wort der Errettung hast,
then you are responsible to demonstrate the reality of that perfection in that word of salvation.
Dann ist deine Verantwortung, dass du diese Erfüllung des Wortes vorantreibst.
If you have a word of salvation and baptism,
Errettung und der Taufe hast,
water baptism,
Taufe in
Holy Spirit baptism,
im Heiligen Geist,
and baptism in fire. Hallelujah. Can you have a responsibility?
Hast du eine Verantwortung?
An accountability before God,
du bist verantwortlich,
and before all of heaven.
Vor Gott und vor dem ganzen Himmel.
Hallelujah. If you have a responsibility, if you have a word that deals with salvation, baptism,
über Errettung, über
and it talks about the fullness or the completeness of man in God,
über die Vollkommenheit des Menschen in Gott.
Hallelujah. You cannot live your life on the lower level.
Dann kannst du nicht. Dein Leben auf dieser niedrigeren.
You cannot think that what you are doing on the lower level,
kannst nicht denken, dass das, was du auf
is sufficient.
Ausreicht.
Hallelujah. Do you understand? Let me put it to you in a practical way. You are a person.
Du bist ein Mensch.
You're working in a firm.
Du arbeitest in einer Firma.
And that firm wants to elevate you, wants to promote you.
Und diese Firma möchte dich befördern.
So they begin to take you and they send you to a class over here to teach you something.
Also musst du irgendwelche Schulungen durch.
And they'll send you over here to teach you something else.
Oder du musst irgendwelche Kurse durch.
And they will invest a lot of time and money in you.
Sie werden eine Menge Zeit
to give you
investieren.
To give you the tools you need to be able to do the job that they are putting you into. Is that right?
Huh?
Hallelujah. Is that the way it works in Germany? I don't know. Hallelujah. I think so. Now, if they do all of that and they put you in that position, what is their expectation? Huh? What is their expectation? They are going to look for performance on a higher level of what it was than what you were down here. Hello? Hallelujah. You are going to have to behave yourself a little different in your attitudes, in your oversight, in the things that you allow or do not allow. Hello? Hallelujah. Are you there? Down here, you could maybe have a coffee break here and a coffee break here and a coffee break here. Up here, no coffee breaks. Work, work, work. Huh? Oh yeah, come on. I'm just giving you a little natural scenario. Hallelujah. And if you don't do it, you will be what? Reprimanded and maybe fired. Why? There's a certain expectation. Hallelujah. Whether it's righteous expectation or not, there is an expectation that you will live up to their expectations and not what it was you expected. Oh yes, we go in with a preconceived idea, you know, oh, I'm going to be in a place of authority. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm going to be out on the golf course, you know. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a certain expectation. God has an expectation.
Erwartung, eine
Hallelujah. Yeah. And there is a consequence for not living up to it.
Und es gibt eine Konsequenz, wenn man diese Erwartung.
Hallelujah. Let us just take these aspects of salvation.
Ich möchte einfach diesen Punkt der Errettung erstmal nehmen.
Every man,
jeder Mensch,
that cometh into the world,
der in auf die Welt kommt,
is lighted, are confronted by the reality that there is a God.
Yes.
Oh yes. It says, this is the light,
yeah,
that lighteth every man,
yeah,
that cometh into the world.
Right.
Hallelujah. So when a man comes to talk to you about Jesus Christ,
yes,
and your need for salvation, God expects an answer.
Und dann erwartet Gott auf diese Frage,
hallelujah,
eine Antwort.
And because he has given you the ability to comprehend,
und weil er dir die Fähigkeit gegeben hat zu verstehen,
and the awareness of what it is that you are now being confronted,
und das Verständnis dafür, für das, was du gerade erfährst,
there is a consequence for making the wrong decision.
Ist es eine Konsequenz?
Hello, are you there? Hallelujah. If I say no,
wenn ich nein sage,
then hell is my destiny.
Was ist dann mein Ziel?
If I say yes, then heaven is my goal.
Wenn ich darauf nicht,
hallelujah. Not God's responsibility, my responsibility.
Es ist nicht Gottes,
my responsibility.
Sondern es ist meine
eigene. Hallelujah. Hello? And as you grow in God, the more you get to know about God, and the more authority that you gain because of that knowledge, hallelujah, you begin to become more liable in the aspects of that knowledge.
Desto mehr Verantwortung wird dir übergeben
in Hallelujah. And God is bringing us now as a people
und Gott bringt uns jetzt
a word
ein Wort
concerning the intent of the devil,
über die Intention,
his desire to destroy humanity and the world in which it exists.
Sein Wunsch, die Menschheit und die Welt, auf der sie
Hallelujah. And a people
und ein Volk
in the midst of that environment
in der Mitte dieses ganzen Umfeldes,
that have the ability to stop him.
Dass sie eine Fähigkeit haben, dass
Hello? Can you believe that God would create a world in the way, in the fashion that he created this world just to allow the devil to destroy it?
Glaubt ihr, dass Gott erlaubt, die Welt, die so geschaffen hat, bedeutet einfach
Hallelujah. Did God create a man that the devil could just destroy him?
Hat Gott einen Menschen geschaffen, dass der Teufel ihn einfach zerstören darf?
If you believe that, then you need to take Revelations out of your book. You just need to rip it out.
Wenn ihr das glaubt, dann müsst ihr die Offenbarung einfach unserer Bibel herausreißen. Huh?
You just need to rip it out, throw it away,
dann
put it in the trash can. Hallelujah. Seven times to seven churches.
Siebenmal.
Seven times.
Ja.
Hallelujah. Seven times to seven churches. In every church, God says, to him that overcomes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To him that overcomes,
dem, der überwindet,
will I do this and I will do that. When I will exalt and I will make a pillar in the house of my God. Hallelujah. Seven times to seven churches. Hallelujah. He says to him that overcomes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So the devil did not just create you.
Der Teufel hat nicht nur dich geschaffen.
So the devil could destroy you.
Gott hat dich nicht geschaffen, damit der Teufel dich
God created you.
Sondern Gott schuf dich.
And he confronted you.
Und hat dich auch dann konfrontiert.
He gives you the accoutrements, the tools
um
that you need.
Die Werkzeugen auszustatten.
To come up out of that position of defeat and failure and death.
Dieser Position.
Hallelujah.
Der Unterwerfung und der Unterdrückung herauszukommen.
Into a realm of living and victory and putting down that entity of sin.
Auf diese
Hallelujah.
Leben zu kommen.
Hallelujah.
Das andere
Hallelujah. You know the creation out there knows more about you than what you know about yourself.
Die Schöpfung weiß mehr über dich als du über dich selber weißt.
It says that the creation in Romans, we just read it.
Wir haben es gerade im Römerbrief gelesen, dass die Schöpfung
says in verse 20, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Hallelujah. Talking about you. Did you hear me? It's talking about you. So you walk down the street.
Wenn du also die Straße hinuntergehst,
the trees, the flowers, the grass.
Das Gras.
They all are aware that you are different.
Sie merken, du bist anders.
They all are aware that you have the power to deliver them.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Come on. Hallelujah. Jesus was coming into Jerusalem.
Jesus kam nach Jerusalem.
The disciples were crying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we should be as noisy as they were. We're so afraid to shout, Hallelujah! Oh my goodness. He said to them, if it were necessary,
wenn es notwendig ist,
the rocks,
dann würde ich die Steine
The rocks. I believe the rocks would have got up and cried out.
Amen.
I'm a fool enough to believe the rocks would get up and cry out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was in a place one time, in a place that was very difficult, and we were in a very difficult, critical, hard situation. I was sitting in a meeting that was anything besides spiritual, in the good sense. And I was so depressed, so down, and I'm thinking, God, how did I come to this place? How did I come to this state of being? And in the midst of all of that death and darkness, God came and began to lift me up and give me a vision. And I found myself standing in a meadow. And there was a city far off, and it was as though there was a commotion in that city. And it wasn't so much what I could hear as much as what I could sense. And it seemed that whatever was happening in that city, there was something of God involved in it. And I could hear like music, but it was music of a different sort. And the music was like expressing liberty, expressing praise, expressing worship. Hallelujah. And I knew it was a collective collective fellowship of individuals that were somehow or another rising up in God. Hallelujah. And it was as though an energy was being released out of that environment, and it began to go out into the countryside. And there was, on this meadow that I was standing, there was this huge forest around the outer rim of it. And that energy is now was like I could see it, like wind. Hallelujah. You know, I said I was a farmer also at one time. We used to grow wheat. And when the wheat is very green and standing, we would say that the wind plays tag in the wheat. The wind would come down into the wheat. And it was like a little gust would come here and you could see it moving through the wheat. Hallelujah. And then over here another little gust would come, and so this gust would be chasing this gust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in this vision, I could see that in and amongst the trees. And the trees were swaying, and they begin to sing.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear me? I heard the trees sing. They begin to sing. They begin to wave their branches. Wave their branches. You know, I can't say they were jumping, but they were going like this. And the wind came down through the trees, and there was something they were singing, but I couldn't quite make it out. And I'm telling you, brethren, it wasn't like music I have ever heard in my life. Hallelujah. And as I am witnessing this, this joy begins to come up in my soul. Bubbling up like a well of water, just bubbling. Up into my, I can feel the effervescence of it coming up in my being. Hallelujah. It came out of the trees and it came down on the meadow and began to chase itself around. The grasses were blowing, the flowers were blooming. Hallelujah. And the grass that was kind of a green, dry color began to become vibrant. and begin to open up, and the leaves, which were little tiny things, begin to spread wide, and the flowers, the colors, the variety of colors begin to bring out, and they would be blowing, and it was all coming toward me, and I began to hear something of the message, and I heard them singing.
Und dann hörte ich was von ihrer Botschaft, und es hieß:
He is coming.
Er kommt.
Amen.
He is coming.
Er kommt.
He is coming.
Er kommt.
And it began to crescendo, and it just came on up, and it hit me, and I just began to shout.
Immer lauter, und es wurde
nach so. Oh my God! They all thought I was crazy.
Und alle um mich herum dachten, ich bin verrückt geworden.
But I began to shout and just to pray, and I began to laugh and weep and just to know that God was moving. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Creation knows you better than what you know of yourself. Hallelujah! There is a calling. There is an election. God did not create the creation and subject it to vanity, that vanity would destroy the creation. Hallelujah. But he created you, subjected you to vanity, and then filled you with life and with power. Hallelujah. That you might liberate yourself. That you might expand your being. Hallelujah. And grow into a stature. Hallelujah. That would give you the power to begin to deliver creation. Hallelujah. Do you hear me? This is what you have been called for. And this is the word that God is bringing to you as a people. Hallelujah. That you might find that reality in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're designated. It says, the Romans, it says, we are, what is this? See if I can find it. It says that we are, for verse 29 of the 8th chapter. For whom he did foreknow,
denn die er vorher erkannt,
he also did predestinate,
die hat er auch vorher bestimmt,
to be conformed to the image of his Son. Hallelujah. That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is my desire to be a part of the many.
Es ist mein Wunsch, Teil dieser vielen zu sein.
Do you hear me? I don't want to be a part of the non-many.
Ich möchte nicht ein Teil der wenigen sein.
I want to be a part of the many.
Aber ich möchte kein,
hallelujah, I want to have my position.
Ich möchte meine Position.
That was before God, that was before me, that was preordained of God by virtue of my new birth.
Gott für mich vorherbestimmt hat.
Hallelujah. I have been born again for a reason, brethren. I have not been born again to get into heaven. Hallelujah. I've been born again that heaven might come into me.
Hello.
Heaven is inside of you.
In dir.
Why do I want to get into heaven?
Warum möchte ich in den Himmel?
If heaven wanting to get inside of me.
Wenn Gott der Himmel in mich
kommt. Hallelujah. And I don't end up in a place that is called heaven. Hallelujah. But heaven, in all of the reality of eternity, hallelujah, inhabits me. Hallelujah. And I become one with its mind and its purposes.
Huh?
Isn't that right? John chapter 17.
Johannes,
come on, brethren. Hallelujah. John chapter 17. Hallelujah. Just so that we know that it's for us as well. Let's start at verse 20.
Johannes 17. Möchte ich Vers 20 anfangen, damit wir wissen, dass es auch für uns gilt.
Neither pray I for these alone.
Aber nicht für diese allein bitte ich.
But for them which shall believe on me through their word.
Sondern auch für die, welche
Hallelujah.
Ihr Wort an mich glauben.
Hallelujah. That's you.
Das bist du.
That's you. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for their word, huh? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, hallelujah. If it wasn't for Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Hosea, hallelujah. Those that believe on me through their word, hallelujah, hallelujah. That they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me,
wie du, Vater,
and I in thee,
und ich in dir,
that they also may be one in us,
damit auch sie in uns an,
that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Damit die Welt glaubt,
Hallelujah.
Gesandt hat.
There is an order. There is a divine principle.
Gibt hier ein göttliches Prinzip, eine Ordnung.
That they may be one.
Dass sie eins sein.
As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee.
In mir und ich in dir bin.
The principle of oneness is not me now trying to be one with you.
Das Prinzip, ja, ist eins sein,
and you one with me. It's impossible. I have to be one with the Father.
Sondern ich muss eins sein im
and the Father one with me.
Und der Vater muss
Hallelujah.
Mir.
That's the first step.
Das ist der erste.
Hallelujah. That's the first position of responsibility.
Das ist dieser erste Schritt.
Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
Die Herrlichkeit, die du mir gegeben hast, habe ich ihnen gegeben, dass sie
hallelujah.
Wir eins sind.
And I in them, thou in me,
und du in mir.
They may be perfect.
Dass sie vollkommen
hallelujah.
Sind.
Perfect in one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Hallelujah. I trust
ich vertraue darauf,
that we will begin to inquire of God the position, the place of our accountability, our personal accountability. First, with regards to my own salvation, and then in regards to the salvation of the brothers that are around me. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. I have a word for this sister right here. Hallelujah. I see you.
Ich sehe dich.
I see you in a situation that is very, very dark.
In einer Situation, in der du sehr, sehr dunkel bist. In der sehr
seemingly a lot of confusion. No one go this way, go this way, maybe go that way. Hallelujah. But I also see God coming to you. I see God coming to you, and He is giving you a light. Hallelujah. It's almost like it's like a flashlight, but it's not a flashlight. Hallelujah. And I see you looking at it, examining it, and it is as though you're trying to make a decision as to which way you should go. Should you go this way? Should you go that way? But as you ask of God, as you take the time to sit, to wait upon the Lord, all of a sudden the light goes on. And it shows you a very clear path.
But
the path that it shows you is only as one or two steps at a time. So it is as though you have to be constantly
du musst also immer
coming to inquire, to wait,
auf ihn warten,
and to hear from God.
Auf ihn hören.
And as you begin to move in this fashion, God is going to begin to teach you the reality of hearing His voice.
Hallelujah.
Not only is He going to do that, but there is going to be others that God is going to bring to help and to support you in fellowship. I don't know what your circumstance is. I don't really know who you are even. But I see God moving in your life. You have had a hunger and a desire, and you have said to God, God, I must know who you are. I must have a greater reality, hallelujah, of who and what you are. I see you going into sitting down in a church environment and wondering, as though it were getting up and saying, where are you, God? Where are you? Is there really any reality of God? But I'm telling you of a surety, God is moving in your life. He's bringing you to a place. And He is going to give you the ability to discern Him and to move with Him. Let me just pray for you. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We would like to strengthen our sister in the blood and with the power of God. Father, you see some of the things that have been perpetrated against her. Hallelujah. I see that some things have done damage. Father, we ask for healing. Healing in her mind, healing in her emotions, healing in her body. Father, we pray that you would loose the power of God just to minister to her in these few days. Let her drink of living water. Let her be refreshed. Let her be restored. And let her feet be shod, Father, that she might walk on the path that you have placed her on, and that she will know the reality of you, of your presence with her, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen.